it's the overview show. Arguably the biggest overview show in Liverpool Football Club's history. Liverpool Football Club is waiting with bated breath for this overview show. It's the show, if you haven't listened before, where we look ahead to shit that's about to happen. We also reflect upon the shit that has just happened. And also the shit that might be happening to our closest rivals. Now, you're all very excited around the table. I've got Adam Smith, Gareth Roberts, Dan Austin and David Lynch. Are you all weird? I'll start with you, Adam. Are you as weird as I am? And do you know every single Liverpool remaining fixture and every single remaining Manchester City fixture?
I don't think anyone's as weird as you are, Rob, are they?
I'm seeing if you're a kindred spirit, at least.
No, to be honest, I don't. I haven't got a clue. And I'm quite happy with that. I'm quite happy stumbling my way through because I prefer not to panic about things.
I wonder who we're playing next week. I don't wonder who
Who we've got left, but I don't necessarily know when they are. So, yeah.
I know the date, the time, who, where, and where, whatever. Okay, we digress. Okay, before we get stuck into the upcoming Liverpool fixtures and the upcoming City fixtures, I want to look upon the month or so that's just been. The last show we did, who did I have on the panel? Mo Stewart, Paul Senior, Mike Nevin, Neil and Josh. And we talked about the period between the Bayern Munich games. I think we hoped that Liverpool might win three, draw one of the league games, which included City, Everton, Watford, and somebody else, remind me what else. We had Burnley in that period. Liverpool won 2, drew 2. City won all their three games, as we predicted. But what it means is that we are now, actually 2 points ahead of City, we're technically a point behind them if they win their game in hand. So it's swung against us. How are you feeling at the moment, David, about this title race in the here and the now?
I think it's nicer to be in front, whether you've played that game extra or not. I think having the points on board's a massive little boost for Liverpool going into that international break. It just felt like there was recognition of the fact that they were back on track, they were back ahead of City. And I think it's underrated the mental aspect of that, because when City got that advantage, when they played the Everton game, got moved forward, I think that actually did them a favour.
Yeah.
And maybe you hope it'll do the same for Liverpool here, in that, even though they have played that extra game, City have got that game in hand at Man United, and you hope that's the similar position that Liverpool were in, and sort of saw them lose the lead a little bit, so maybe can work in reverse.